Hey, it's 10:22 a.m. I couldn't sleep for shit last night. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but I'm still tired. I'm really, really tired, but I'm going to record this, and then I think I'm going to go back to sleep for, like, a little while longer, like an hour. Don't judge. I really didn't sleep well. But I'm, like, awake now, but, like, still tired. But I feel like, just let me record this. Because the next time I wake up, I just want to get up and get going. You know what I mean? You don't have to know what I mean. Why did I say that? Do you know what I mean? What's that? Why would I say that? Did I say something confusing? No. Just a verbal crutch. Got emails. Let's read the emails. First one's from Ruby. Haven't heard from Ruby in a while. She's a college student out in Arizona, I want to say. I think Arizona. And Chris, I stopped listening to your podcast and most other podcasts for the last couple of months. Huh. No big deal. No obligation here. More like 2 months, actually. Well, that's a couple months, Ruby. A couple is two. But today I listened to one of your podcasts again, and it was comforting to hear your voice and see that you were still making the show. Thanks for doing what you do. Well, thank you, Ruby, for the email. And yeah, listen, as much or as little as you want, you miss nothing. The past 2 months, not a lot. I can't think of an episode to point you to say, oh, you really should catch this one. Yeah, you just drop in, drop out. It's every day. It's a little much to keep up on. All right, but good to hear from Ruby. I'd like to hear from anybody want to email me, chrislaker.com. Keith, got an email from Keith. I knew about your pod from the pod you do with Mike, of course, this week in Jackin, but never had time to get around to till I just found out last week was your last episode. All right. I think there's a typo somewhere, or I'm dyslexic. I am dyslexic, so I probably read it wrong. But anyway, my other podcast, of course, this week in Jackin, last episode just happened last week, but there's 165 episodes. We really should have went to 169, I realize that, but we were cut off. By the network. They kicked us off. Not the least listens of a show on that network, but for some reason, and they're friends. Don't know why they decided to do that. It's fine. But last episode was last week, but there's 164 episodes, 165 episodes, something like that, and they're all timeless, really. There's nothing dated about it. I mean, you can listen to them whenever. I'm killing myself. Don't do that, Keith. I didn't listen to it earlier. Now I have to binge all of them to catch up because I can't miss an episode. I'm already at episode 27, and it's hard to skip ahead to get caught up since you now are in the 200s. Skip ahead, Keith. It's fine. And then, you know what you do? This is what I would do. If you just found this show now, you skip ahead. Start now. Don't start at the beginning. Don't listen to all 200-something episodes. Start now, and then, because these shows, these episodes are you know, they're short. So some days you go back. Then you go back. Then you're like, oh, I want more today. Then go back to one, and then have that be like a secondary kind of thing that you do. That's That's what I would suggest. Or never listen to any. Just listen to start today and listen from today on. You don't even have to go back and listen to those. I don't care. There's nothing there. But if you do, I'll say this again. But if you do go back, there are some episodes, the description say this one's not very good. Listen to that. Believe me. When I say it's not good, it's not good. Heed the warning. Skip over it. All right. But Keith is maybe a completist and needs to listen to them. But you can't, I mean, we are in 200, but you can, when you think about a lot of episodes, 10 minutes long, most podcasts are like an hour long. You're talking about a week. You can get through a week, a day. I mean, not a day, but like, say, you can get through a week in a week. If you listen, like say, if you listen for an hour a week, when it's 6 days, you're missing Sunday. Skip Sunday. I don't know what to tell you, but you don't have to listen to them all. That's my point. Anyway, just wanted to thank you for making the pod. You're welcome, and hope you actually get to star at MSG, because I would love to see you in person. Madison Square Garden, of course. By any chance, there's still spots left in the 100 people. Amazingly enough, I haven't talked about this in a while. If you go to my website, chrislaker.com, go to the Overslept, click on the Overslept page. There's a place where you can put your name and your email in, and you can then see me. I will give you front row tickets to when I headline Madison Square Garden. I'll fly you to New York City from wherever you are. I will put you in a hotel, moderately priced. Let's not get crazy. It's not going to be a shit bag. You know, I'm talking about a Hilton Garden Inn, Courtyard Marriott level, a city Courtyard Marriott, not like some kind of like Hartford, Connecticut Courtyard Marriott that looks like a fucking hospital, or feels like a fucking, you know what, that Courtyard Marriott in Hartford, Connecticut feels like a hospice. It feels institutional, and it feels like you go there to die. Won't be like that. It'll be, I say Hilton Garden. Hilton Garden, it's not bad. I mean, it's not Hilton. It's not the top of the line. But you stay in my, this. So if you put your name on this list, just give me your name and your email. That's all you gotta give me. You'll, when I am a very famous comedian and it's time for me to headline Madison Square Garden, I will give you a front row ticket. Or, you know, at least in the first couple of rows. I don't know how many people could sit in the first row at Madison Square Garden. First, second row, third row, maybe. You get, but those first, the couple rows is going to be people from this that signed up for this list. So for the first 100 people, you sign up, you get flown to New York City, put in a hotel for, let's say, two nights or a night. Let's say two nights. Some people come from far away. Right? Because you want... No. Because the show's at night. You come in the morning, you fly in, you get to stay that night. And then, why don't you treat yourself, stay another night at the hotel. But you can pay for the extra night. Or get an Airbnb. Do whatever you want. Let's say one night. I might up it to two, but let's say one night. And then so you get airfare, front row ticket, hotel. Not bad. So there's still room on that list, by the way. Not that many people signed up. Put your info in. It's not an email list. I'm not going to email you like stuff. Maybe I'll set up another thing that's an email list. But this is the email list. This is the show. So, like, any information I'd want to give you, I'd give you here. So, I don't need to... I'm not going to spam your inbox or something. And even if I did, that's still a good deal. And it's not spam. It's some from me. That's not spam. What, for me to tell you about things that I might be doing? No. But I won't do that, I don't think. If I was going to set up an email list, I'll set up a separate list. This is just... To answer your question, Keith, I don't know why that took 10 minutes for me to say that. But, yeah, there's plenty of room. Sign up. And I'll write you back. So, thanks, a listener from Chicago. Well, hey, look at that. It's 10 minutes. Don't even need to do the news. I'm done. I just read two emails. I did take way too long explaining the Madison Square Garden thing. But I think that's... I haven't brought it up in, like, months and months. So just go to chrislager.com and go to Overslept. Sign up. What the fuck? I'm going to be famous, and I'm going to headline Madison Square Garden, and you're going to... If you were a listener of this show... Now, you're going to feel like a total dick for not getting a free trip to New York City. That's all. Even if you live in New York City, I don't know where you live. You still get a hotel. Yeah, if you're driving distance, don't make me fly you from Philadelphia. But I guess I will. It's part of the deal. Now, get you an Amtrak ticket. Which isn't cheap. I'm really... But, all right, that's it. Send me your emails. I like reading them. All right, see you tomorrow. We love you.